Gary Roberts, former Maple Leaf, Stanley Cup champion and high-performance trainer. How you doing, Gary?
I'm good, guys. How you guys doing?
Oh, good.
Doing
Gary,
all right.
Gary, you never would have faked a high stick to the mouth. I know. You would never. You couldn't have walked back in the dressing room playing 1,200 games doing that. Could you have?
No, I got to say, two refs and two linesmen on the ice, and no one saw that. It's too bad that Bonino tried to sell that like he did, because I saw Ovechkin, and he was not happy about it. Neither were, I'm sure, many Washington Capitals fans.
All right, there's 2 minutes left. It's Game 7. It's the Stanley Cup Final, and you're Bonino. Come on.
No.
Come on.
There's an honorable
You can
way
live
to do
with it,
it
forever,
no.
couldn't you?
I'm not sure if you could. Bonino's a good guy.
Yeah.
Good player. Like, that's part of the game, I guess. And unfortunately, the referee, I think, that made the call, as you guys saw, didn't have a great angle and couldn't really tell if it hit him in the face or not. But from the other side, obviously, you could see that it never touched his face.
All right. So Niskanen knocks out Sidney Crosby for the series. And yeah, okay, Pittsburgh may just beat Washington without him, but it'll be very difficult for them going forward. The biggest rough ride he got last night was from the crowd in Pittsburgh. Is there something coming? Did you expect something last night? Obviously, you don't want to injure this guy for the rest of his life, but still, he's the guy that took out your best player.
Yeah, but I can be sure that, you know, Mike Sullivan's preaching, hey, guys, you know, we all feel bad and we all, you know, we're all going to miss Sid, but, you know, we still need to win the series. So for someone to go out and retaliate with a similar play and take a five in a game, is that, at this point, is that the right thing to do? You know, hey, I think more the emotion of the night that it happened, you would probably have seen a response. Nowadays, coaches are pretty good at getting their players to focus on the task at hand, and that was winning the hockey game, which they did.
I know you've talked about it before, Gary, and star players being able to get free and get loose in series. You played series against Wayne Gretzky. You watched Mario Lemieux win a couple Stanley Cups in a row, and he was awfully hard to put a body on. Why has it changed so much? It can't just be less fighting, because the games, the playoffs are still pretty chippy, right? Like, Erik Karlsson gets his and Connor McDavid gets his. But what has changed since you played with stars and the physical stuff they have to deal with?
Yeah, I mean, part of it is respect. I mean, I think there was so much respect for the top players in the game. And maybe that was because there wasn't, you know, we had Gretzky and Lemieux, who stand out, obviously, as the two greatest players during my era. And it was kind of like, you know, for me, it was like the code. You just don't take that extra slash. You don't take that extra punch in the head. Yeah, they took a bit of a rough ride for sure, but they were the best players in the game. You know, for me, to watch Crosby and McDavid take the punishment that they do and the stick work. I mean, I talked to two current players yesterday, mm-hmm. and they brought it up to me that there's more stick work in the game today than there's ever been. And, we're seeing some flat-out tomahawks out there in playoffs, as far as I'm concerned, compared to what has been in the past. So, when you look at it, would you rather someone drop their gloves to even a score, or would you rather take your stick to somebody? For me, I'd rather still see that element of the game that, you know, there's an occasional fight. And believe me, I'm not sitting here being the old-school guy promoting fighting, because I'm not saying that, but I'm saying by having those mm-hmm. players that can still play, that are prepared to do that, I think you're going to see, for me, I just believe there's going to be less stick work. I really do. I don't believe that that Crosby and McDavid deserve to take the beating they do with the stick.
Did Wayne make it easier just because he stayed out of everything? I mean, you've played with players that we'd call stars that are Hall of Famers. You played with Doug Gilmour. I could tell you Steve Yzerman could be pretty chippy. Messier speaks for himself. But like Gretzky, Connor kind of avoids that stuff. Sidney Crosby, and if there's been one criticism of him in the last five, six years, it's stay out of the scrums. Keep your stick down. Guys are going to come back at you when you do that. The Flyers series was a great example of that a few years ago where he just couldn't control himself. Has it changed in that respect?
Yeah, I would say that Sid has learned to deal with that stuff. And listen, if you have the puck as much as those guys do, you're going to take some whacks. And, you know, today's game, you know, the third and fourth line players on each team, they're great hockey players. They can check. They can skate. So in order for those great players to get their points and to make their plays, they've got to go into the areas that maybe Gretzky didn't have to go and Lemieux didn't have to go as much to get their points and to make their plays. I mean, how many times do you see players turn up? Like Gretzky scored half his points, skating down the wing, doing the Gretzky curl and finding a high man. I mean, do you see that in the National Hockey League today? Very rare. So the best players in the game today have to go to the dirty areas to be successful. And yes, they take more sticks and it's more physical. But should they take extra sticks and extra punches to the head because they're the greatest players? That's where I have a problem with it. I think they should be called right away. I really do. I think those players, you know, it's not even. If you're a fourth line guy and Crosby, unfortunately, I have to say the rules aren't the same for those players, right? They're different mm-hmm. rules. Mm-hmm. And they should be. They're the greatest players in the game and the players that we turn our TV on every night to watch.
With Gary Roberts, former Stanley Cup champion, it certainly seems as though no matter what they do, Washington Capitals are going to lose to the Pittsburgh Penguins. It seems like the Penguins are in their head. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, I would say that the Penguins have found a way, and I'm a huge fan of Mike Sullivan and Rick Tocchet and the coaching staff, Jacques Martin. I know them well, and I watch the way that they conduct themselves day in and day out and how professional they are and how prepared they are. And I think they've done an amazing job with that team since Mike Sullivan took over. And those players believe they can beat Washington without Sidney Crosby. And their young players that have come up through Pittsburgh's organization in the last 2 years has really given that organization a boost.
You've done some training work with Nikita Zaitsev. He just signed a 7-year deal. It's not the easiest thing. I hope we don't underrate Gary. And I talked to you about him in the fall. I hope we don't underrate how hard it is to come from the KHL as a 25-year-old. Yes, you're an adult and you're fully developed and you're not 18 or 19 with the bad habits and you're still growing into your body, but it's not that easy to step in and play defense in the NHL. He was able to do it. What did you see in his game? What do you see in him physically that can extend him out over those 7 years the Leafs just signed him for, and he'll still be really good at the end of that deal?
Yeah, I think for me to watch him develop and the 2 summers he spent at my home and that was his goal, right? Like, it's such a great story I think about my first meeting with Nikita Zaitsev and his broken English. I said, what's your goals this summer? When he first came over and he said, 4 kilograms in his broken Russian accent. And that was his only goal, that he had to put on weight.
Yeah.
So we fed him every meal and every shake and snacks in the middle of the night to try and bulk this kid up because he was a very slight player at that point. To watch where he's gone in 4 or 5 years, and his goal was to be in the NHL at 24 years old. And for him just to, you know, he basically told me that was his goal, to finish his commitment in the KHL and then be in the NHL. It's a great story for me to sit back and for our family to watch a player like that and to see his poise as a first-year defenseman in the National Hockey League. He has amazing poise on the ice. He never gets too excited. He's always pretty evenly keeled. You see his facial expressions. I mentioned that yesterday. It's just so calm. I think that's what makes him an element of his game that makes him so good.
All right, Gary Roberts, a former Toronto Maple Leaf Stanley Cup champion. Thanks for your insight, unique insight that you bring as a former Stanley Cup champ and as a trainer for someone like Zaitsev.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Gary, what'd you have for breakfast before you go? Give people a recommend. Did you anything?
I had 3 soft-boiled eggs with some whole grain toast and some raw walnut butter.
You'd be proud of me. I had some broccoli last night at Shoeless Joe's.
Tell him what you had for breakfast, though.
I know nothing yet.
You went to last. How could you be like 8:43 and you haven't eaten yet?
I haven't eaten yet, but I put a lot of too much HP sauce on the broccoli. I shouldn't have done that, should I?
Oh, there you go. You ruined it.
I'm not sure HP on the broccoli is the rest of the
But I'm planning a sled workout as soon as the show's over.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Tell him, Gary, if he got up at 4 o'clock and he hasn't eaten by 9, he's underperforming. Tell him.
I should be dead by now.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
There you go.
Hey, Gary Roberts, did he just wish death on me?